listening to the Parkside Baptist Church podcast for Sunday evening, August 15th. Dr. Mike Wells preaches a message entitled, A Palm in His Palm.
You know, many times in the Bible, what God does is God will use a symbol that will bring you a true picture of what He wants you and I to be like. In the Bible, I want you to go back to it, if you will, over in Psalm 92 and verse 12. I want you to see something here that he says about the palm tree. The Bible says the righteous, now that is saved people that's living for God, the righteous, there's a twofold righteousness there. Of course, you understand that when you receive Jesus Christ as Savior, there was an imputed righteousness. It's not something that you work up, but rather it's something that God gives you by His grace through Him and Him alone. So when you receive Jesus Christ as Savior, there's what we call imputed righteousness, all right? But then when you start to live for God, there is a righteousness that is a right living. Now, this is talking about both right here. This word is talking about both of those types of righteousness. The Bible says the righteous, talking about the person that is saved and lives like it. The Bible says the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. All right. And what we're going to do tonight is we're going to talk about a palm in his palm, a palm in his palm. You'll see that there's the palm tree that God said is likened onto a righteous person. That's a person that is saved and living like it. But God says several things throughout the scriptures that's very noteworthy as I was studying it this afternoon about how that person ought to live like they ought to live. And let's notice just a couple of things, if you will, tonight that could be very, very helpful. And that is about the palm tree tonight. First off, we see this, that the palm tree is always straight. The palm tree is always straight. That palm tree is always straight. Oh, okay, let me have one of you fellas. Oh, okay, why don't you come, Brother Palmore? Just stand there and just face me, if you will. All right? So if you were to look at the palm tree tonight, one thing that would be different to that tree than any other tree is that you would see that it would always be straight in its posture. I don't know if you've ever seen somebody that has poor posture. Have you ever seen that? Somebody has poor posture. They kind of walk, but yet they're kind of, you know, they're just not straight. Okay. Or somebody sitting that has poor posture is sitting there, but they're not sitting rightly and they're not straight. I don't know if you've ever seen a Christian that's not straight. They're not straight in their words, and so they're known as a perpetual liar. They're not straight in the way that they live, and so they live crookedly. They're not straight in their attitude, so when mom and dad tells them to do something, they cuff their shoulders back and they roll their eyes in the back of their eyelids. That person is not straight. But God says about that which is the palm tree, you don't have to worry about dangerous curves because the palm tree is always straight. And by the way, God says that the righteous should be like the palm tree. And so if the palm tree is straight in the way that it stands and in its stature and the way that it presents itself to everyone. And by the way, doesn't matter who's looking tonight, the palm tree will always be straight. They don't try and impress somebody because all of a sudden something else takes place. And so it bends to this whim and then it bends to that whim and then it bends to the other. We're not talking about a politician tonight. We're talking about a palm tree, all right? And so the Bible says that the palm tree is always straight. That reminds us of 2 Corinthians chapter, or rather 2 Kings chapter 22 and verse 2, where the Bible says that Josiah reigned in Jerusalem 31 years, and so he began to reign at the age of 8. One thing you see about Josiah, listen to it in that particular verse, the Bible says he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and he walked, the Bible says, in all the ways of David his father, and turn not aside to the right or to the left. And so that which was Josiah at a young age. So what does that teach me? That teaches me that a young person can live straight. Oh, come on, stay with me tonight. That teaches me that a young person can live straight. So you don't have to wait until you get old and gray to start to live for Jesus Christ. You don't have to wait until you learn all of the Bible in order to start to live for Jesus Christ. Did you know that a first grader can live for Jesus Christ? Did you know that a second grader can live for Jesus Christ? Did you know that a sixth grader can live for Jesus Christ? You say, but you don't understand, Brother Wells. I've got an older brother or sister that's not living for Jesus Christ. Hey, that doesn't matter. One thing you see about that, which is the palm tree, the Bible talks about how that palm tree is just straight. You can be straight. You don't have to rely on somebody else, and you don't have to have somebody else to hold your hand, and you don't have to have somebody else to babysit you. We ought to be straight when mom and dad's around, and we ought to be straight when mom and dad is absent, and we ought to be straight when the preacher is looking, and we ought to be straight when the preacher's not looking, and we ought to be straight when all of a sudden older brother and sister that's living for God is around, and when they're not around. That which is righteousness always ought to present that which is right, and we ought to decide always to be that way which is straight. Here's what the Bible says. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 8, the Bible says, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things, it says, are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So God says the way to be right, the way to be righteous is to control the thought life. Brother Roloff used to say, every idle mind is the devil's workshop. So if you have an idle mind tonight, the devil can work in there. Statement number one, the palm tree is always straight. Statement number two, it flourishes. I love this. Listen to it. The Bible says the righteous, back in Psalm 92 and in verse 12, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. When you think of something that is flourishing, you're thinking of something that's blooming. Hold your hands up a little bit. And it's blooming. I mean, it's coming out of itself. Have you ever seen somebody come out of theirself? Have you ever seen somebody that when you first got around them, they were mild, they were sedate, they were introverted, they had a melancholy type of spirit until they got on the basketball court? Until they got on the volleyball court. Until all of a sudden they got excited about something. Amen. Boy, I wish some of you would flourish in church. You know, when we come to church, if we're righteous, the Bible talks about how the righteous shall flourish. Now, what is that? That means that you are allowing yourself to come out. Amen. Listen, did you know if we can come out in a basketball game, we ought to be able to come out for Jesus Christ? Did you know if we're able to come out for a soccer team, hey, and you get excited when that child of yours kicks that ball, and you get excited when that boy puts it through the hoop, and you're going to get excited when that girl finally hits it over the net. Now, say tonight, if you can get excited about something like that, tell me why not tonight. Why can't you get excited about Jesus Christ? Oh, watch this tonight. Here's what we see. Put them down. You're tired. You're making me tired. All right? And so we see that the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Now, what is that? That means that palm tree comes out of itself. By the way, when somebody comes out of themselves, they're able to reach out to more people. You know, you can attract more people with a smile than you can with a frown. Did you know you can attract more friends by being friendly? The Bible does say, he that have friends must show himself friendly. And so if you come out and you're friendly with somebody, if you shake somebody else's hand, they just might shake it back. Matter of fact, if you go up to a church member in this church and you go up to shake their hand, I promise you they're going to shake it back. Stand up. You're not going to go up to a church member tonight and go up to shake their hand. They're just going to stare at you. They're not going to do that. You know, if they're going to grab your hand, they're going to shake it like a goober. Amen. Well, there's nothing wrong with going about shaking. Look, when a visitor comes to church, you can shake a hand. When a visitor walks in the front, you can shake a hand. You don't have to be stuck up. Hey, we're not a stuck up independent Baptist church. We're a friendly church. Now, wait a minute. And so when somebody comes, oh, look, smile at them. You say, but I haven't brushed my teeth. Don't tell them. They will never know. But I'm not wearing deodorant. Don't advertise it. I didn't say go up and say, how do you do? Get out of here. All right. All right. Watch this. Statement number one. Here's what you see about that, which is the palm tree. We're talking about a palm in God's palm. The palm tree is always straight. You never see one bending. You never see one going to the left. You never see one going to the right, but they're straight. You can always tell that they're right in the way that they're standing because they're upright, they're forthright, they're standing broad. And by the way, listen to me. You ought to thank God tonight for a mom and daddy that simply decide to stand straight. But Brother Wells, they're too straight. You can never be too straight. Nobody uses a crooked ruler in order to get a right measurement. It has to be a straight ruler. Listen, the Bible talks here about that which is straight, and it's identifying that which is righteous, that which is the palm tree. But something else you see, that palm tree, the Bible uses the word flourish. Now that flourish carries that which is the idea of Joseph, how Joseph flourished in prison. He didn't allow his circumstances to get him down. He flourished in prison. Think about that which is David, and David flourished before that which was Saul, and Saul had the down, depressed, inward look, and David took his harp in, and David flourished with his harp, using what God gave him to be an inspiration, a help, a blessing. Hey, and that's exactly what God wants us to do. You know, God has given us different abilities. If I sing, the angels weep. But when some of you sing, heaven rejoices. Amen. When some of you say amen, people around you get excited. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because excitement draws excitement. That's why I don't ever want Parkside Baptist Church to become just a normal, average church that's dead. My Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You know, Parkside Baptist Church ever becomes like the average Baptist church that's in Texas, we're in trouble. And we're supposed to flourish. You know, your children need to see you flourishing. All right, let me show you a flourish. Can I do this? But Alan, you trade places. You get up here and you go down. Watch this. Let me show you something that flourishes. Okay? Here is a guy that's going to flourish. All right? And here he is. And the preacher gets up and the preacher says, hey, that Bible is true. Flourish. Jump up and down. Have a good time. Now, wait a minute. That's fun. You know, here's what happens when a tree flourishes. Listen to this. The Bible says, look at it. We're in Psalm 92. Look down at verse 14. What happens when a tree flourishes? The Bible says, they shall bring forth fruit. Watch it now. In old age, they shall eat fat and flourishing. All right, so here's what God says. God says this, there's hope for a person in old age. God says this, there's hope for people that are old. Older. There's hope. You know why? Because God says as we stand up straight and as we begin to flourish, here's what happens. There is the automatic production of fruit. You never see any tree produce fruit before it blooms. There's the natural process. Okay, here's the teenager in the youth department, meek, quiet, timid, shy. Then all of a sudden they get in the youth choir and they begin to sing and you said, I didn't know they had it in them. Then all of a sudden they join an ensemble and they begin to sing and you say, I didn't know they had it in them. Then all of a sudden they sing a solo. You know what that is? That is somebody that's keeping them straight enough that they can flourish. After a storm comes and the branches break off, there's no flourishing. After the hurricane comes and roots it up by its roots, there's no flourishing. But the straighter you keep your young people, the more they can flourish. Brother McCarty does a great job. And when I first saw, he trimmed, I don't know, about 3 months ago, something like that, 4 months ago or something, I don't know. But I first saw it when I came in. I thought, what in the world did he do to the bushes? He got excited. And I came up around the church and all the bushes were cut to the bare bone. And I thought, why? But there's a time to prune so that it can flourish later. I called him up and I said, are they always going to look that way? And he said, oh no, preacher, it's a natural process. Listen to me now, listen to me. He said, we always cut them this way about this time of year. Are you listening to me? And so at about this time of year, it's always done that way. Come on. And so in that respect, there is some times in your teenager's life where you have to do a pruning process about this time of year. Now, notice that once the pruning takes place, it doesn't automatically flourish after the pruning takes place. But you know what the pruning does? The pruning takes off all of the heaviness around it so it can stand up more straightly. Amen. So what takes place is this. If you got a young person, or yeah, you're an adult and you're not standing up straight, it might be because there's some pruning that needs to be done. It might be because you need to open up to God's spirit and you need to let God be the one that gets the shears and come in your life and cut this out and cut this out and cut this out. Listen, heavy branches weigh down the tree and the tree begins to bend and the tree begins to sag. And before you know it, the tree is wilting over, and it just doesn't look natural. If all of a sudden Brother Allen came to church on a Sunday morning and he walked away all day long that way, I promise you, you come up to him and you look at him from a distance. And some of you would even care enough to say, what happened, Brother Allen? It was bad. What happened, Brother Allen? Your wife. I'm sorry, Brother Allen. All right. Now wait a minute. Here's what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches here there's got to be that straight. Thank you. Watch. Here's what the Bible, don't go nowhere. Here's what the Bible teaches, that straightness. Now listen to me. The straighter it is, flourish, the more it can flourish. The more it flourishes, the more fruit it produces. Have you ever been around an apple tree that's full? You just shake it a little bit and the fruit falls off. You ever been around a pear tree that's full? You shake it a little bit and the fruit falls. Hey, your children ought to be such living for God that they live so straight. You ought to be living for God so straight that all of a sudden now you can flourish. And when somebody gets around you and they're having a hard time, all they've got to do is just brush up against you. When they brush up against you, hey, the fruit falls off. And you can be delightful to somebody else. God says we're supposed to be that is likened onto the palm tree. The palm tree is righteous. The palm tree flourishes. The palm tree produces fruit. But if it is not righteous, if it's not straight, if it's not right, it can never flourish. If it never flourishes, it can never produce fruit. If you don't let God, that God that works inside of your heart to purge you and take off all the problems in your life, you'll never flourish. Okay, thank you. Now you can. Watch this. If you get mad at the preacher when the preacher steps on your toes, what are you going to do when he sits in your lap? If you get mad at the preacher because the preacher says, "Yeah, that's wrong," what are you going to do when he says it twice as loud? See, you know, we need old-fashioned preaching. You and I need a preacher that's going to stand in a pulpit and cry aloud and spare not. The Bible says that God saved them. Why? Because of that which was the foolishness of preaching. You know what churches are going to nowadays? Here's what they're going to. You get this little guy up there with the three buttons. And he gets up there and he gets on his little stool. He says, "I'm going to motivate you tonight." He could not even motivate himself enough to put on a tie. Wait, listen to me tonight. We don't need that. What's going to turn America back to God is somebody. Hey, we need some young preachers that's going to get up in the pulpit and cry aloud and spare not. We need a Bible college that's not going to produce educators but preachers. We need some people that's going to get on the bus route, get excited, charge hell with a squirt gun. We need some people that's going to fire off. off and obey God in everything that God says. We're not supposed to back up. We're supposed to charge forward. You're not supposed to be dead in the grave. Good night, raise the dead. Listen to me tonight. Here's what we've got. We've got that which is the palm tree. What is it like? It is straight. What is it like? It flourishes. Because it flourishes, it produces fruit. Are you listening to me? What do you do when all of a sudden hurt comes your way? Statement number one is straight. Number two, flourishes. Number three, produces fruit. Let me give you this. Statement number four, and I'm done. It is white and spotless in its heart. White? Oh, okay. Have you ever seen a palm tree? On the outside, dirty. I'm telling you, there's nothing pretty about a palm tree when you look at it close up. Nothing. Have you ever seen somebody that from a distance, they look beautiful? And then you get close up. And you change your opinion. Have you ever seen somebody from a distance and they look handsome and they look masculine and they look intelligent? Then when you get close up, the description changes to the complete opposite. You know why? There's a close-up view. Palm trees, same way. From a distance, you see the wind blowing through the palm leaves, and you think, what a beautiful, beautiful specimen of a tree. Then you get closer, and you think, what is it? I mean, come on. All the leaves are way up there. And all it is a stick with leaves on the top. And you think, man, over there, it sure did look different. But when you get close to it, it's ugly. It's dirty. You rub it, it's like sandpaper. It's hard. It's callous. You know, and if you're going to climb it, you've got to go straight up, and there is no help. It has no branches. It is straight up or straight down. But from a distance, man, it looks good. Now, you listen to me. From a distance, we all look good. From a distance, riding down the road, we all look good. You look at my old Suburban out there. From a distance, it looks in pretty good shape. But when you get on the inside, it's a different story. Why? Because the age. Remember, it talked about the old age. See, in old age, we begin to change. Oh, come on, you young bucks. You are sitting there right now, and you're saying, look at me. From a distance, you look good. And maybe even close up, you look slightly better than us. But your day is coming. You know, from a distance, you say, oh, yeah, preacher, you're almost 50. Man, you got one foot in the grave and another on a banana peel. You're about half gone. You're about half wasted. Yeah, I understand who I am. I'm just not sure you understand who you are. Because you are also aging daily. Amen. I've seen some of you guys play basketball over there, and Brother Bryant puts a hurting on you. Not being disrespectful, but Brother Bryant is another aged person. Amen. But he puts a hurting on you. You know what? Just because somebody looks like they don't have it on the outside does not mean that they don't have it on the inside. That's the palm tree. The palm tree from a distance, you look at it and say, wow, look at it. It's standing its own ground. I marvel at it. It looks straight. Look at it. It is like the righteous. It is doesn't have to have anybody to lean on. Doesn't have to have a crutch to rest upon. Oh, it's as straight as can be. Then all of a sudden a storm comes and that storm begins to purge it. Begins to break a branch off here. Begins, if you will please, to God sending his purging in its life begins to break a leaf off here. And my, it doesn't look so pretty even as you get from a distance and look at it. But then we notice that it begins to grow back. And because it begins to grow back, listen to me, the righteous, the Bible talks about the righteous man shall fall seven times and riseth up again. The righteous. So the palm tree may have some things that come its way and may hit against the branches and break a little bit off here and break a little bit off there. But I've got news for you. It'll always grow back. Why? Because the Bible compares the palm tree to the righteous one. Oh, listen to it. Statement number one, it's straight. Statement number two, it flourishes. Statement number three, because it flourishes, it produces fruit. You ever get around somebody and you're having a bad day and yet they've got the fruit, which is the joy of the Spirit. They got joy in their life. They got cheerfulness. They've got, if you would please, happiness. Come on. You hit against them and all of a sudden they drop some cheer on you. Amen. You hit against them again and they drop some forgiveness on you. You hit against them again and boy, you're thinking, boy, I tell you what, I'm going to get even with them. Did you know you can't offend somebody that is living righteously? You can't do it. Because the harder you hit them, the more fruit they drop on you. Some of it deliberate. Boom. No, I'm just kidding. But the harder you hit them, the more righteousness comes out. There's that fruit that falls. You know, and by the way, only righteous fruit, listen to me, ripe fruit, righteous fruit does not cling. See, when we're small, we cling to that which is the one that's the straightest in our life. But the older we get, the easier it is to shake loose and to live our own life. But fruit that is righteous, even though it falls, will not fall very far from the strength. Listen to it tonight and I'm done. Inside the palm tree, lo, it's dark on the outside and deep-seated brown on the outside. On the inside, if you were to cut it open, inside of the palm tree, you'll see that what they call the heart of the palm tree is as white as the driven snow. So what's in the heart, the spotless white heart of the palm, eventually is revealed in its fruit. Stay with me. Years ago, there was a young man that lived in Ohio, and his daddy said, he said, son, he said, after you get done with high school, what do you think you're going to do with the rest of your life? He said, well, dad, after I get done high school, I'm going to go to college. And he said, then I'm going to graduate from college. And dad said, great, what then? And the son said, well, you know, dad, after I graduate from college, I'm gonna take a professional job, and I'm going to make lots of money. And the dad said, good. What then? He said, well, dad, after I make lots of money, I'm going to have money saved up and I'm going to find the girl of my dreams, the boy said, and I'm going to marry and I'm going to settle down. And dad said, great. What then? He said, well, dad, we're going to have a family. We're going to raise children and my children's going to grow up and we'll attend church, dad. Don't worry. And we'll serve God sometime, dad. Don't worry. And the dad said, okay, fine. What then? He said, well, dad, I'm going to get older and older. I'm going to have myself a nice house and a nice car and a nice retirement. And he said, okay, what then? He said, well, then, dad, I'm going to die probably. I'll be old and gray. The kids are gone. The grandkids come. And I'll probably die. And then dad said, okay, fine. What's then? And the son said, well, I'll stand before God at the judgment seat of Christ. And the dad said, what then? He said, dad, I need to go back, don't I? And I need to rethink everything I've said. Because I don't like what's then. See, we have to determine that we're going to live straight here, not wait 5 years from now. We have to determine, hey, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to live straight, and I'm going to flourish, and I'm going to produce some fruit. Why? Because somebody needs some fruit in their life that I've got in my life, and I can be a blessing, and I can be a help, and I can be an encouragement, and I can be the one that keeps my heart white as the driven snow so that I will always stand right and straight for others. Let me give you one more thing about the palm tree, and I'm done. The palm tree... I love this. You can take a stone, and as hard as you want to, you can throw that stone against the palm tree, and you know what it does? It always throws it back at you. It never suffers the hurt itself. It bounces. You've heard of the cliche, water off a duck's back. That's the palm tree. What does that say? It says this, not offended. Not offended. By the way, did you know a palm tree, when the bad weather comes, I love this. You know what the palm tree does? Bad winds come, bad weather comes. You know what it does, Brother Moore? It bends. And then it comes back. It's not stiff, but it bends. And then it comes back. You know why most people give up on living for Christ? Because they're not flexible. They're too stiff. Well, I didn't get it my way, and so... I'm going to go to another church. Well, you're not going to get it your way there either. Well, my marriage is not working, and I'll tell you what, my husband, or my wife, or I'll tell you what, we're just going to get a door. We're going to leave each other. I'm going to tell you, because we never get along. You're not flexible. Give each other a little bit of grace. You might enjoy each other a whole lot longer. Amen. See, that palm tree does not get destroyed by other trees when the winds and when the storms and the tragic, tragic things that hit. It doesn't get destroyed. You know why? There's that flexibility. Flexibility. Amen. A palm in God's palm. Let me ask you something tonight. Are you a palm? Are you standing straight? Let me ask you something tonight. Are you a palm in God's palm? Are you flourishing? Let me ask you something tonight. Are you flourishing so much before your kids that your kids, every time they need something, they just bump you and the fruit falls off? Bump you and the fruit falls off. Bump you and the fruit. Not, you don't get offended. You just give fruit. You just give fruit. Hey, are you so much producing fruit tonight that all of a sudden when your friend says something that goes against your grind, then they bump you the wrong way? All of a sudden, you look, they don't say vengeance is mine, saith me, I will repay. They just say, well, I'm glad I could help. And fruit falls off. And fruit falls off. And fruit falls off. Listen to me now. You know why they're able to do that? Because they've got a heart that's as white as the heart of the palm tree. And it needs to stay that way.
Thank you for listening to the Parkside Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church, you can visit us online at pbcmesquite.org. And if you're ever in the Dallas, Texas area, we'd love to have you visit our church.